Wow.
Well, I'd like to kick things off and certainly welcome the Vice President here today. We're here to talk about tax reform. It's been since 1986, the last time our country underwent fundamental tax reform, and there's the single reason we're doing it is to get our economy growing. It's growing, and it has the last 8 or 9 months at record paces. We need to keep that growth, and it's fundamental tax reform, reducing our tax rates, that's going to have this happen. We're going to have this roundtable to hear from other folks who are going to be impacted. The Vice President's leading this charge in Congress. We welcome here to Western New York, and with that, I'll turn it over to the Vice President.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Congressman Collins. Thank you so much for bringing together a group of great citizens and great job creators here in Erie County. And I want to express my appreciation to you for your strong support of President Trump's agenda. And we're here to talk about tax cuts.
All right. Yeah.
You like tax cuts.
I'm especially honored and grateful that the team here at Performance Advantage Company has opened the doors of this great American success story. I want to thank Dick Young in particular and Jim Everett and the whole team for hosting us. The Young family's been in business, I'm told, for 80 years, but he told me he started this company when he was a little bit more than 60 years old.
61, yeah.
And it's been an incredible success story. So join me in thanking Dick Young and Jim Everett and everybody here. I also like to take a moment because I know this is a business that has valued customers both in our military, but most especially, the foundation of this business is the support that you provide for our first responders.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I see many that are in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, on behalf of our president, on behalf of the American people, to all the first responders who are here with us today, you are the best of us. We are grateful for your service and your courage every day.
Mm-hmm.
And let me also say just momentarily, our hearts are particularly today with the family of Buffalo police diver Craig Lehner, who is missing in the Niagara River. We mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve. And I just want to assure all the members of this community and this region that this courageous officer, a 9-year veteran of the Buffalo Police Department, and his family will remain in our prayers. The debt that we owe to men and women who put on the uniform every morning and walk out of their homes, leave their families behind to protect ours, we can never fully repay. But I want to assure all of you that this brave officer and his family are in our prayers today. And I bring greetings today to the leaders of this great business, so all the great first responders, all the citizens are here, from a great, great friend of Erie County, the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. The President asked me to be here today with Congressman Collins to talk about his plan to cut taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms. And I'm anxious to do some listening today. President's had me traveling around the country. We've been in states from here all the way to the West Coast, hearing from American families, American businesses, about the importance of tax relief. And as I begin, let me just say you, there are a couple basic elements of the tax cut that the President's proposing and that we're going to be working with your congressman to get advanced in the Congress of the United States. First and foremost, we're going to cut taxes across the board for working families. We're going to lower tax rates from 7 brackets down to 3. We're going to increase the standard exemption by doubling it to some $24,000, so that for the average working family, your first $24,000 in income will be tax-free.
Wow.
and will increase the per-child tax credit. So as the president says, this is a middle-class miracle. This tax cut is first and foremost designed to help American families, struggling too often to make ends meet, to have more dollars in their pockets. The president pointed out our tax cut plan will give the average American family an extra $4,000 a year, at least, after we sign it into law. Secondly, the president and I believe that the tax code's too complicated. Maybe some of you agree. The truth is that the American people spend millions of hours and billions of dollars filling out our taxes every year, and I'm anxious to hear if people around this table have that feeling as well. Under the president's plan, 90% of the American people will be able to file their taxes on one piece of paper without professional help. That's a good start. So tax simplification, lowering taxes across the board, are all elements of the plan. But lastly, sitting here at this great American success story, Performance Advantage Company, this businessman turned president believes that it's also high time that America lowered taxes on American businesses so the companies here in New York can compete with companies around the world and create jobs right here in Lancaster and in Erie County. President's plan is to lower corporate taxes from 35%, which is one of the highest in the industrialized world, down to 20%. Which will be below the international average in Western countries. And we're also, Dick and Jim, we're going to lower taxes on small businesses that file their taxes as individuals, as maybe some around this table do as well. Lowering it from the highest rate, too often small business owners that file their taxes as individuals pay the highest rate of 39.6%. We're going to lower that tax rate to 25% for pass-through companies. That'll be the lowest tax rate on small businesses since 1931. So that's a rough outline of where we're headed. Tax cuts for individuals and families, tax cuts for small businesses, and tax simplification for every American. But that's the rough outline. I thought I'd give a thumbnail. I'm going to turn it over to Jim for his comments, and then I'm just anxious to hear your thoughts. And my main question here, Jim, is to each one of you. Tell us your thoughts about President Trump's tax cut plan. Tell us what you think is most important, because at the end of the day, it really is about helping American families and creating jobs. And I'm here to hear from each and every one of you as the debate begins in Congress in the coming weeks about what's most important about this plan and how we can advance the kind of policies that'll get this county, get this state, get America growing again. So thank you, Jim, and thank you for the warm welcome today.
Thank you. Mr. Vice President and Representative Collins, thanks so much for coming here to PAC and for listening to this panel of small business owners and community leaders. We are all excited to tell you our stories and why we think our country needs tax reform now. I think the first person we're going to hear from is Mr. Young here. I mean, he's been doing it longer than any of us in the room so far. So, Dick, what do you need to tell about some business?
Well, there's just no question about it. If you don't have money to spend, you can't buy the tools, the equipment, and put the staff, the people. You have to have that. And it's been a very, very tough road because the only way I could build this company, frankly, was to hold back on my pay to hire new people, to buy new machinery. And when New York gets through, he eats a lot. So in any event, if we had an opportunity to grow, where we want to expand, we've got business in 36 countries around the world depend on us. That's neat. And the U.S. Navy. So in any event, any help we can get. I'm sure these other folks have got a lot of their own problems, but in our particular situation, thank God we're in a profitable business, because if we were on edge, we would be real trouble. We couldn't grow, we couldn't move. So.
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
One of the things the president's proposing is immediate expensing
Oh, yeah.
of capital investments as opposed to being 5 years. Mm-hmm. Is that a job-creating move? Tell me why that...
I think that's a marvelous move, because we have a 3D printer upstairs that will make a prototype of the products that we draw. If you can expense that and move on, ultimately, that's going to improve, isn't it? In just a few years, they'll have a better model. And you have to be on top of it, or you're not going to make it.
Right. Great.
Another community leader now who's carrying the family business into their fifth generation is Valerie Duell, the president of Montgomery Building Supply. Valerie?
Hi.
Hi, Valerie.
Nice to meet you. My family business, we're Lumber and Building Supply. We started in 1898, so my family has seen quite a few things change through the years. If people have extra money in their pocket, they'll spend it. And I'm from Wyoming County, so I'm heavy agriculture county. So when the milk is up, the farmers have money, extra money to spend. When gas is down, the typical homeowner has extra money. And they'll save each week. Not necessarily will they buy a big ticket item at one time. They'll save, if they've got an extra $20 in their pocket each week, they'll save up and maybe buy a window in a month. So my people are savers, so any thing that they can make the extra money or save the extra money, it in turn comes to me. So that's where I see extra money helping my business. And if I have extra money, then I can hire more people. Like Mr. Young said, the owners of the business typically get paid last. Mm-hmm. So we have to invest in our own companies.
Right. Yeah. So the biggest part of this for you is people having more money in their pockets and able to make investments.
Yes.
In building supplies.
Right.
But the business taxes you file as an individual, I think.
I'm a C corp.
You are a C corp, so you'd mm-hmm. see a significant tax reduction there.
Mm-hmm.
But you would put that second to people having more dollars to spend in terms of the positive
I would see more of a benefit with my customers having extra money.
That's a great comment. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. Really do.
Thanks, Valerie. David and Colleen Basil are also in a family business. David is the sales manager for a family car dealership here in the Buffalo area, which many of us recognize the name.
Right. Thank you for that. I think the most important thing for us in the automotive industry is simplicity. The tax plan has got to be simple so that the people working with us have the ability to control their income every week and every month. It is so, so important that they can do that so they're not fighting through all this bureaucratic red tape at the end of the year to try to get some of their money back. Mm-hmm. So I think simplicity is very, very important. We have enough complications to deal with on a daily basis. Taxes are really not something we think should be complicated. So I really like the simplicity of it. And I would say that would be a major strength of it, of the plan.
And that has to do, I want to be clear on that, Dave. It's a great comment. But with regard to the predictability, or are you also concerned about compliance? I mean, it's astounding to think of the literally billions of dollars that are spent by Americans every year trying to figure out what they owe the government.
Yeah, right.
So which is it from your standpoint? Just people knowing what they owe, be confident about that, or even the dollars saved, or both?
I think it's a little bit of both. From the business side of things, you know, we have an army of accountants that show up at the end of the year to try to figure out what the taxes are.
Right.
And I think from the personnel side, it's knowing what you owe and being confident in what your paycheck's going to look like on Friday afternoon.
Right.
So I think it's
great.
Pretty easy.
How's business?
Good. Very good.
They're good?
We've grown about double in the last 10 years.
So that's great.
My grandfather started the company in 1967, and with one store, we've got 11 stores and 800 employees.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
So, congratulations on all your success.
Yeah. Thank you.
And yours, Valerie.
Thank you.
Yeah, these are great, great business owners. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here today, too. Another family business that needs tax reform is Zipline Golf. The owner, Greg Arnold, and his wife, Kristen, are here to share their story on how they'd benefit from a tax cut.
Well, my father started Zipline Golf. We're an online supplier of logo golf balls, which is the sort of a random but effective job. Somebody has to do it, and my dad thought it was unacceptable that he couldn't get 2 dozen golf balls to pay off a bet with his brother. And went out and found a guy who was going out of business with Dixon Golf Galaxy, getting into the golf marketplace. And just as the time the internet was getting going, my dad thought, hey, he just retired from Dunlop, why don't I make this my new, you know, labor of love? And he started the business, and we've been going since 1998, providing purely internet-based sales out of Buffalo, but we're a pass-through tax. He runs it off of his own taxes, but we haven't been doing well enough since the recession that we'd have to worry about the tax implications. You know, we're making enough. Like Dick had said, if I want to bring someone on, I'm going to take a cut, and hopefully I can use my free time that has been a employee would give me to then expand my business and move into another marketplace, because golf balls are, they sound surprisingly easy, but take a little work and take, there's a reason that the major manufacturers don't want to do the small business that we do. We live in the 1 to 12 dozen area for personal use, for gifts and for weddings and things, or the gift that you can't find someone, they got everything, but a golf ball with your face on it or something like that is a surprisingly good gift. You know? Maybe good or bad.
But, you send me a dozen of them.
We've done a few. But we're sort of interested in the opportunity that we're sort of catching up with the internet and the amount of money that it now takes to be visible on the internet, which was 10 years ago was nothing. It was a drop in the bucket, and now it's a huge portion of our sales, you know, that come out to go into staying relevant in the marketplace. So the opportunity of growing and being able to save some money and expand the business and bring more people in and share what we're doing as a family-owned, veteran-run company, you know, we have a nice family feel there where it's an easygoing, you know, we're happy going to work every day, and the fact that we can't share it with anyone else other than our customers is something we'd like to be able to remedy, and we're hoping that to do well enough to take advantage of these tax cuts.
You do business around the country?
Yes. Yes, we ship a lot of Florida and California, but we'll be all over, anywhere that needs a logo golf ball.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. And a veteran-owned company, too.
Yes, thank you. Third generation.
Is that right?
My father was, yes.
That's great. Well, appreciate you. Kristen, any thoughts about what the tax cut means from your perspective?
Well, I'm actually a relationship manager at KeyBank. I work in the business banking group. So I work hand in hand with small business owners, helping them to secure financing for growth and expansion of their businesses. And I think tax reform is something that is constantly on their minds and what we talk about, you know, especially coming to the end of the year, people are trying to make decisions on if they should make that last investment in their company. Can they buy that equipment? Will they have the tax advantage to write it off? And I think that tax breaks would give them an opportunity to hire more employees, expand into different lines of businesses that they've been holding off on because they're not sure if they're going to have the funds.
They have been holding off.
Yes.
That's your perception among the businesses locally.
It's something that they seem to struggle with, you know, every year, if they should be reinvesting and what that'll do, and having the extra funds would make that decision a lot easier.
Great. Well, thanks for your insights, both of you, and congratulations on your success. That's great. Help is on the way.
We're hoping for more.
Help is on the way.
Greg and Kristen, thanks again for being a part of this discussion today. Another couple that know the struggles of starting and growing a business is Richard and Rachel Budd. They started Goodrich Coffee and Tea because of their love of people, coffee and business, and in that order.
Yeah. Yeah, so we started the business in 08, in the summer of July of 08, and it was a really great timing to start a business, you know, because the stock market was great.
Wow.
So it was a really tough time to start a business, and you know, we did everything we could do to try and stay afloat. You know, I didn't take a paycheck for 7 months.
No,
you know,
feeling.
Yeah, no, yeah. And, you know, you're working 80 hours a week. And you have to make every dollar count. So we with diligence, hard work, and we were able to do that. I got my first paycheck. We started in July. Got my first paycheck February 13th. It was for $200. And I felt like the richest guy in the world. And then the next day I asked Rachel to marry me, so I really felt pretty rich. So I know she really loves me because I didn't have any money. So,
did she say yes?
She did, yes.
Well, you had the $200.
Yeah, I had the $200. So, you know, and you fast forward, you know, nearly 10 years later, you know, we still have a lot of struggles. And, we're, you know, it's finances are always an issue. You know, I pay more into the state and the federal government, you know, more than what I take out of the business. So, you know, I always think of it like it's the federal government waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, doing this, doing that, you know, putting their hand to it. So that's where I'm coming from. So it would just, that's my 2 cents. Okay. Or 200 cents.
Rachel, your thoughts on this? What do you, you've been on this journey with him every step of the way.
I have been. On a personal level, if we were bringing home more money that the business makes instead of paying it to the government, we would invest it in our children's education. Mm-hmm. We have 3 small children who we homeschool, so we pay for that out of our pockets. And we would love to have Richard home to help with educating the children a little more. He works long days. And would love to take them on, like, some educational
trips,
yeah. Museums, national parks, that kind of stuff.
So, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that would be important too.
So we'd reinvest into our family, into the next generation, you know, on a personal side. And then, you know, as far as in our business, we can hire more people, equipment, and grow. You know, we could save up for the second location and put money into our wholesale business that's growing.
Great. You have a wholesale business
yes,
now as well?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
That's great. That's Good Rich Coffee?
That's Good Company? Rich Coffee, yep.
Okay. Good Rich Coffee.
Good Rich Coffee.
Okay. Great. Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank
but
you,
the statement that you offered, you pay more in state and federal taxes than you take out of the business, than you earn out of the business.
Yeah.
So, and as you look at the president's tax cut proposal, what appeals to you the most? It's a that's a pass-through company. Mm-hmm. You said you didn't pay yourself.
Yeah.
Like a lot, I started a business of my own in the basement of my house. Mm-hmm. So I went through those first 7 months.
Uh-huh.
We already had 3 kids running around upstairs. So I really admire both of you. But the president wants to make sure that we lower taxes on companies that file as individuals. I assume that's you're in that category. Is that yes or
we're
no?
We're an S corp, actually.
Yep. So that's
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
yeah.
be
yep.
it.
Yep.
Right. So that would lower the tax rate down from whatever rate you end up paying at, could be the highest rate,
right.
Down to 25%.
Right.
Big difference for you?
It's a huge difference. I mean, it's just, you know, I feel like small business often gets forgotten, you know, and so it's nice to be heard.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Great run. First 10 years is the hardest on your company.
That's what she's been saying.
On your company. For the business.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Thanks so much for sharing your story and your thoughts. Kelly Culp Burton, she also knows the struggles of starting a business. She started her business, KCB Architecture, in her home and has grown it now to where she's employing 5 people.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome to Western New York. Jeff mentioned he have my own architecture firm, which I started out of my home and have grown enough to move into an office. And so, just as many of the people have said here, I go through the same struggles with taxes and as being the business owner, the last one paid. If I want to, and what I've done is, as I've grown my business, I've either taken no pay or reduced pay to turn that money back around and put it back into the business. So any type of tax relief would be welcome in growing the business. But my question is, Part of my business is we're one of the area's leading architectural firms that does high-end custom residential homes that are net zero, and net zero being energy efficient. And something that entices the owners to spend that extra money on the solar, the geothermal systems are incentives that come through the government. So my question is there any plan for incentives so these tax savings don't just stay in the bank or somebody's pocket, that it gets reintroduced into the economy? Because basically that's what keeps all of our businesses going, is a healthy economy. So if we're saving money and the economy dips, it's not that much of a help. So is there something that's going to be in place to make sure that the money keeps flowing?
Chris, you want to take a swing at that?
Well, I mean, to me, the easy one is people spend pretty much every incremental dollar they have. And they're going to spend it either on golf balls with Vice President Pence's face on it, or they're going to buy doors and windows, or they're going to be doing things in the architectural world. It's all about growth, but it's about that incremental dollar that's now in someone's pocket. It's not going to Washington, D.C. It's all about growth. And what I'm hearing is every small business is looking for more people to come in with more discretionary income, whether, and I go to your place, it's only a mile down the street, you know, I meet people there and we have our breakfast sandwich and our coffee. The incremental dollars, the discretionary dollars, are going to churn through our economy. That's how we're going from the 1.8 to 3.1, 3.5% growth. Everyone at this table benefits from growth, and it's the money churning. And so I think the answer to your question is everything we do to save money for small businesses, individuals, is going to churn back into your business. It's pretty much that simple.
I do think, Kelly, the president's outline here, that actually we've worked with the leadership in the Congress to come to a broad-based agreement on the outline is a starting point for the debate and the discussion
right.
within the Congress. And there's tax simplification and lowering rates on businesses and individuals, but those incentives that are in the tax code today, tax credits that are in today, will remain in effect unless we've addressed them in the plan that we've outlined. So if there are those energy credits and things that you currently work with some of your customers on, the president does want to eliminate some of the big loopholes that have benefited the wealthy over the years, even when we lower marginal rates at every level. But we want a flatter, fairer tax rate system. But other than that, some of those historic energy incentives I expect to remain in place unless Congress decides otherwise. But we'll carry that back into the debate. Okay. So 5 employees, and how long have you been in business?
We just hit 6 years.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's really outstanding. Really outstanding. Thanks for being here, Kelly.
Thank you. And thank you for your time.
Bet.
Thank you, Kelly. And finally, the Marquettas. Their family is one that has known some hardship with the sickness of their child, Jack. Still, Chuck and Colleen persevered, and Chuck started the engineering firm, Engineered Thermal Solutions. Chuck?
Thank you. Yeah, so Engineered Thermal Solutions is we're a sales representative company, and we generally sell large industrial cooling equipment to the industrial markets, such as oil and gas, power, mining, petrochemical, pulp and paper. So we're very heavily dependent on generally the industrial markets to do well. Now we're a new company. We're almost 2 years. We've been in business. We'll be 2 years in January. So I left a very large company that was previously a small privately held company, but was bought out. And I decided to go off on my own because I think that the risk versus reward there was just, the environment changed and I wanted to kind of, take the risk on my own. But there's a lot of expenses that you don't realize when you first, go into this world of business ownership. And, one of the things I had to do right away was hire an accountant, because we did our taxes, on our own, TurboTax or something like that, essentially on our own. But first thing I had to do was hire a tax professional, because you know, how do we set up the company? Do we set up an LLC? Do we set up an S corporation? And like what? And it was all based on how are we going to be taxed? What's going to be our least, you know, efficient or most efficient tax burden? You know, of so, and even right now, you know, we're set up as an LLC. But as we do better here, it's just two of us right now. But as we do better, you know, we want to hire people. We need to bring more salespeople in. But we think that we're probably going to have to change the structure of the business based on, you know, what the income ends up being. We're not to that point yet, but still, it's. I think that if the tax code could help us with that part of the business, you know, understanding that, you know, maybe it's simplifying to the point where we understand what our tax rate's going to be, you know, and we don't have to necessarily hire a professional to tell us, well, we should have, you know, this type of company and this and so on and so forth. You know, it would allow us to focus on hiring people, which is what we need to do right now. I mean, we need more people to get out, boots on the ground, go call in these plants, you know, find the maintenance people and sell some equipment.
Colleen?
I was just from the spousal standpoint, when he started the business, the biggest expense to us from the beginning was he lost his hair at his job, and we were paying that out of pocket. So when you're starting your own business, you're hit with a ton of expenses. And obviously, healthcare was very important to us because my son happened to be diagnosed with a rare disease right around the same time Chuck started his business. Actually, Jack's here today with my daughter, Madison. They're behaving themselves, so that's good.
Where's Jack?
Jack is some Jackson.
We'll meet him in a minute.
Okay. So, say hi, Mr. Vice President.
Jack.
Jack's doing very well now, so he looks like a very,
he looks great.
Very healthy boy. He's doing
beautiful
great.
Boy.
But that was one of the reasons why I went back to work as a teacher. It just, we couldn't take that much of a risk starting our business, so with Chuck starting his business, but a tax, child tax credit would be fantastic, so thank you for that, and just more money in the business's pocket, they can do what they want to do, open up an office, hire more employees. That's what you've been talking about for the past 6 months.
That's exactly where we're at right now.
How many employees do you have at this point?
Two. Myself and a business partner right now.
Great.
And I mean, we've been doing it for 2 years. We're actually, we're staying even. You know, we don't owe too much money at this point.
Yeah.
So,
but you'll be traveling less, so you can spend more time.
But I travel a lot. You know, so to chase the energy markets. You know, you're on a plane a lot. You know, we go down the Gulf Coast, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana a lot. Because the industries, those industries around here, around Buffalo, don't really exist as heavily as they do down there.
Mm-hmm. And also the time he spent on accounting. He should be spending that time growing his business. He should be learning more about what he's doing. He should be pushing growth, not figuring out loopholes in the tax code and how to handle all of this that's so new to him right now.
You know, that, I mean, it's you couldn't have said it better. I mean, you put the numbers on what the American people spend in terms of time and money filling out their taxes. There's an opportunity cost to that.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're not working on your business, when you're not out creating, that's costing. So, Colleen, that's just especially well said, I thought.
Yeah.
And with regard to tax relief and tax simplification, you know, number one, and I want everybody who's here to be clear, the president's talking about doubling the family exemption. So literally, if you run a calculator, the first $24,000 a year that you earn is completely tax-free. So that's an enormous benefit to families in terms of just planning. That's why the president points out, says the average family have $4,000 more a year in your pockets, largely owing to that and increasing the per-child tax credit. But by lowering the rate on pass-through corporations, because right now you're figuring, what's my income, so what's my bracket, one of the seven brackets, now we can give you the one option of planning on, well, we'll pay the 25% rate. I was just in California about this time last week, and I met with a small business tech firm, had about 50 employees. And they literally had told me that they'd asked their employees if they could look at their tax returns, their tax filings. And they looked at the business tax filings, and they took President Trump's plan and laid it on top of it. And they found out the average tax savings for their 50 employees was 40%. And the average savings for their company was 25%, because they were a pass-through company. So that's the kind of savings and the kind of predictability that you're talking about. And you plow that right, you want to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the misnomers about tax cuts is that people think, well, Chuck and Colleen just, you know, if you get a tax break, then you keep it for yourself. What I hear from small business people saying is, how do I grow? How do I open up the second coffee shop? How do we expand? Mm-hmm. And hire more people.
That's where I want to get to, is to the point where, you know, we can have an office, we can afford to have people there, and I can have a secretary answer the phone. You know, that would be great right now.
I pretend to be a secretary.
It's pretty funny.
I know those days are coming, Chuck.
Thanks.
I can see it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're in a good place. At a good start, but help's on the way. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all very much for sharing your stories about your business. Vice President and Representative Collins, thank you very much for listening. We know that if there's anyone that can get this done for America, it's you and our President. Thank you.
Light words.
Well, I too want to thank everyone for coming, and Jim, thank you for moderating this. Dick Young, always thank you for hosting us here today and all of our panelists. It's about growth. Growth is what's going to grow our way out of the problems with our deficit, with our debt. It's going to get businesses growing. With everyone here said the same thing. We want more business. We're going to hire more employees. So that's the simple message, and Mr. Vice President, thank you for coming to Western New York. The streets were lined. We had 200 people at the airport to greet the Vice President. This is a big day and a big deal for Western New York. And you made a lot of people rethink, you know, where we are in government. And you've got a lot of supporters here, certainly in the 27th Congressional District. That's ground zero for Trump's support. So thank you for coming. Thank you for all you do for America.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much, Congressman. Thank you. It's been a great day, and I want to thank all the business owners and job creators, including our hosts, who helped engage this conversation. I found it very illuminating. I look forward to carrying it back to the White House, filling the President in a little bit later today, and using a lot of your arguments to sell Congress on tax cuts. I'm going to use it. This is a great concept. I want to thank Performance Advantage Company, Dick and Jim. Thank you again for your hospitality and for your great example of American success. I told Dick Young he's a lot like Colonel Sanders. Didn't start his business till he was 61. And now look at him. Give these guys another round of applause. Would you please? And Dick, I appreciated your comments about the President's plan. You know, at the very beginning we outlined this is a plan about lowering tax rates, lowering all the marginal rates from 7 brackets down to 3. The first $24,000 in income will pay zero taxes going forward for working families. There'll be an increase in the per child tax credit. This is, as President Trump says, it's a middle class miracle. And that's right where this is focused. So the President wants to bring the kind of tax relief that as Valerie said, is going to just put more money in people's pockets. People come into the building supply company because they've got dollars to put in a new window, put in a new door. And this is first and foremost, it's about bringing the kind of tax relief that puts more money in your pockets, more money for those homeschool kids that you're raising, and more money to be able to invest in your business. Secondly, it's about tax simplification. I appreciate what Chuck and Colleen said about a tax code that you take a tremendous amount of time off the road, tremendous amount of time out of growing your business, whether that be selling cars or selling coffee, trying to figure out what you owe the government. Well, that's going to change So we're going to have real tax simplification here, and 9 out of 10 Americans are going to be able to file their taxes on a single sheet of paper. And lastly, it is about lowering taxes on businesses. I was very struck. I hadn't mentioned it before, but Dick Young mentioned it. The idea that companies can write off the cost of new equipment in the first year instead of over a 5-year period of time or a longer period of time. This is a great benefit to businesses, and it also allows businesses to continue to modernize, continue to move into the newer equipment that's going to let you be competitive. It's interesting to me that our host today here at Performance Advantage Company pointed out that they do business in, did you say 68 countries? 36 countries, I transposed it. 36 countries around the world. I mean, the truth is that and that's probably true selling golf balls. You're doing business all over the world. People here across Erie County are competing with companies around the world. And so making sure that we have a tax code that takes that into account and encourages investment is very, very significant. And I just have to tell you, having started a business in the basement of my home, I'm just incredibly inspired by the entrepreneurs gathered right around here. And I just want to tell you that we're going to work our hearts out in the days ahead. I said it before to a couple of you, but I'll make a promise to you. Help is on the way.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to roll our sleeves up. We're going to work with this congressman, mm-hmm. with all the members of the House and Senate, and we are going to pass the largest tax cut in American history, and we're going to pass it this year. So thank you for the warm welcome. It's an honor to be with you today. Special thanks again to the first responders who are with us today. My uncle was a police officer in Chicago. My cousin's married to a firefighter in the Chicago Fire Department. We know what it is when you have a job where your job is to run in when others are running out. And so we thank you, and we admire you greatly. And so to each and every one of you, I just say from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of President Donald Trump, thank you for your time today. Thank you for your support of the president's agenda. I'm just absolutely confident. With great leadership in the Congress, a great president in the White House, and with God's help, we will make America prosperous again. We will make America safe again. And to borrow a phrase, we will make America great again. Thanks, everybody. God bless you.